This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News for Sunday, December 14th, 2014. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, Facebook posts, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. New York State Department of Health announced Friday, December 12th, an extension of the December 15th deadline for enrolling or renewing health insurance coverage through the New York State Health Marketplace. The deadline to apply for or renew coverage that takes effect January 1st has been extended through December 20th. The extension gives consumers more time to enroll in light of November's extreme winter weather, the state says. U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand and Representative Sean Patrick Maloney announced Friday, December 12th, that a measure to reauthorize the Hudson River Valley National Heritage Area designation passed the Senate in the National Defense Authorization Act. This reauthorization through 2021 gives the Hudson River Valley National Heritage Area breaks to promote recreation and tourism with federal funding for local projects. The legislation passed the House on December 4th and now heads to the president's desk for a signature. Quote, "The Hudson River Valley is truly one of America's richest treasures and holds enormous potential that we are still unlocking," unquote, Senator Gillibrand said. First authorized in 1996, the National Heritage Authorization expired in 2012 and was extended for just a year in 2013 and also 2014. Now it's lasting, the designation from Saratoga to Westchester lasts through 2021. Organizers of the Mountain Jam concerts in Hunter announced headliners for this year's event on Friday. The Black Keys, Government Mule, and Moe will play. The 11th edition of the event takes place June 4th through 7th on Hunter Mountain. State Senator Celia Kacik announced Thursday, December 11th, her post-government plans will include hosting a weekly public affairs show on WGXC at 90.7 FM and on the web at WGXC.org. The Duanesburg Democrat made the announcement at an event held to thank supporters at Crossroads Brewery in Athens. Kacik was defeated by Rotterdam Republican George Amador in November. She will leave the Senate January 1st. Her show, The Albany Report, will provide a behind-the-scenes look at what's happening in the state capitol. Kacik will help parse and dissect the state budget and legislative issues important to the residents of Columbia and Greene and Albany, Rensselaer, and Schoharie counties. Kacik spent more than 20 years focused on issues of government accountability as the executive director of a statewide coalition of affordable housing providers, president of the Duanesburg School Board, and a high-ranking Senate staff member. She intends to bring that same sensibility to her weekly radio broadcast. The show is expected to begin airing in February. National Weather Service in Albany predicts a mostly cloudy Sunday, gradually becoming more sunny with a high near 39. Sunday night should be partly cloudy with a low around 25. Monday should be sunny with a high near 37 and a low around 27. And Tuesday there's a chance of showers after 1 p.m. with a high near 43. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acra.